May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. A great theologian once crooned, "You can't always get what you want. If you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need." I think we can all remember times when we did not get what we want. Thank goodness. I have wanted some really unhelpful, unhealthy, unchristian things. Maybe it was a car that drove needlessly fast or inefficiently. Maybe a relationship that had warning signs written all over it. Maybe violent retribution for someone who has wronged me. I have wanted some things that were not the best for me, and maybe you too can relate. In today's gospel readings, the one in the liturgy just now and the one over the palms, we heard about Jesus and his disciples nearing Jerusalem. In this reading, Jesus is not necessarily the Messiah his followers want, but he is the Messiah they need. All throughout the Gospel of Mark, Jesus as teacher is clear. He has some amazing interpretations of the Torah to share. Jesus as healer is evident. People are brought into community, and demons are cast out left and right. Jesus as Messiah, well, that's a bit harder for Jesus' followers to work out. Jesus as Messiah is rather surprising in Mark. Remember his apostles, James and John? They asked Jesus if they can sit at his right and his left hand when he comes into his glory. They had no idea what was in store for Jesus. I can't imagine that they were lining up for the cross if they knew it meant crucifixion. As a side note, in the Philippines, there's an annual reenactment of Christ's passion, and people are actually crucified. Actual nails go through their hands and their feet. There's one man who has been crucified 33 times as of 2019. Regardless, the Messiah the apostles wanted was not the Messiah that they got. Jesus entering the city of Jerusalem on the back of a donkey represented the ruler returning home. The people lined up to cheer. They lined up to celebrate, and they lined up to follow. Some did, but only a few followed to the very end. Only a few were willing to wait and watch and see what kind of Messiah Jesus would be, what kind of Messiah humanity needed. We've been on a Lenten journey these past 5 weeks. Our journey has been following Jesus toward Jerusalem and Golgotha. Our journey has been following our own Lenten disciplines and practices. Our journey has been a commitment to hearing God's voice in total ministry. And our journey has been learning from John Nefsi. In chapter 9 of his book that we've been reading together, he explains the concept of a wounded healer. This is a person who has endured pain and suffering and bears the scars to prove it. It is precisely the fact that this person has passed through the fire and come out the other side that enables them to heal, to guide, to encourage, even offer salvation to others. Who better to understand the impact that trauma or loss or addiction than those who have suffered it and press on? It is the scarred flesh that knows the healing balm best. So, God comes to us in Jesus Christ, taking on all that it means to be human, and receives the very worst that humanity can throw at him. Jesus enters our world to meet us where we are, and we receive him not. Lest we get too morbidly obsessed with the suffering itself, Nietzsche warns that the point is the redemptive breakthrough of love and compassion through suffering. It's not Easter yet, but I feel like I can offer this spoiler. The cross is not the end of the story. The grave does not have the last say. Love triumphs, and the one who suffers all the abuse of our Isaiah passage endures and reaches out to us with a saving embrace. Now, there is a beauty in the cross if we have eyes to see it. There is victory in a crucified Messiah if we have imaginations that can conceive it. Unfortunately, the apostles were looking for the Messiah they wanted and not the one they needed. Mark, our gospel for today, does not mince words concerning the apostles. When Jesus was arrested, quote, all of them deserted him and fled. The ones following Jesus around Galilee, through Samaria, down to Judea, and into Jerusalem, left Jesus alone and in the hands of his oppressors. All of them fled. And yet, it was a Roman centurion that looked at Jesus, bloody and beaten and nailed to a cross, and said, "This truly was the Son of God." He could see the divine victory at hand. It was a band of women, led by Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Joseph and Salome, that faithfully followed Jesus the Messiah from Galilee to the gates of Jerusalem and all the way to Golgotha. They were faithful and courageous enough to let Jesus be the Messiah humanity needed. A Messiah willing to take on the pain and suffering of humanity so that we might be healed. A Messiah receiving the violence that the empire could throw at him so that we might see the power of peace. A Messiah that endures to the end of the journey, even when we, like the apostles, want to run and hide. As we enter Holy Week, God is showing us the Messiah we need. Jesus, the Son of God, born of a woman, the King on the donkey, the man on the tree. Amen.